on SEN, Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Sam Edmonds has been good enough to stick around and join me for a McCafe coffee. Catch our smooth barista-made coffee from McCafe, available 24-7, with an update on a few of the match sims that are going on around Victoria today, including the one at St Kilda that has had a casualty. Sam, welcome to you firstly, and you've got an update on Ben Patton.
We do, unfortunately. Dwayne, good afternoon to you again. Ben Patton confirmed what we all expected, a broken leg. Said to be, not that there's ever a good one, but a badly broken leg as well. Just spoke to the Saints before coming on air. So Ben Patton in hospital at the moment. That match simulation as a result of that injury, suspended for close to half an hour. He did remain at the club for some time while doctors stabilised things in the change rooms there before the ambulance was able to take him away. Really unfortunate after a breakout year as a small defender last year, played 19 games, and really unlucky too. Jared Ruffhead got him in the tackle as well. Ruffy filling in because they were short there with a few injuries and guys on other programs indoors, and he's actually accidentally badly hurt the side's important small defender in Ben Patton. So really unfortunate day down at St Kilda.
Has the Tigers signed a player, have they?
They have. They have made a signing, the Richmond Football Club, which is one out of the blue too, to be honest with you. It was a second chance signing. Ryan Mansell, who was invited as a train-on player, speedy defender. He's been added via the AFL supplemental selection period as well, out of Woodville, West Torrens. There is where he's a premiership player in the Sandful. So that paperwork going through today. He's 20 years of age. He's from Tasmania. But one of the many, it's another debate, isn't it? He had to leave Tasmania to get his chance, and he went over to the Sandful, and he's made his mark there, and now he gets a crack with the Premier.
Some Collingwood news again?
Yes, plenty happening with Collingwood, actually, Dwayne. I don't really know where to start with this one, but it concerns Shay McNamara, the former international rookie who was been supportive, it must be said, of Heredia Lumumba, his former teammate over a long period of time. But he's actually, in his words, bitten his tongue for a long period of time too. Well, that's all ended today because he's released a 20-tweet thread where he names a lot of names and points the finger at a lot of former teammates and officials at that football club. Nick Maxwell, Luke Ball, Eddie McGuire, Nathan Buckley, and the list goes on. So Shay McNamara on Twitter, not holding back, this morning from the US, Dwayne.
Have you got an update on the Willie Rioli situation?
Well, there was a statement that was put out by Sports Integrity Australia earlier on today, obviously concerning Willie Rioli, who's been provisionally suspended for such a long time now, in fact, since September 2019. And Sports Integrity Australia, in responding to the criticism that has surrounded the delay in this case. Now, Willie, of course, sidelined since September 2019, still doesn't know what his future looks like after finally having his case heard by the AFL Anti-Doping Tribunal last December, more than a year after being banned. Well, David Sharp, the CEO of Sport Integrity Australia, appeared to say the delay in the case, Dwayne, was more down to the Rioli camp and the QC, David Grace. He said, the length of time taken for any particular anti-doping case to reach its conclusion is dependent on a wide variety of factors. These can range from delays in scientific analysis through to requests from athletes for additional time to prepare their case. And he says Sport Integrity Australia has always granted requests from athletes for additional time, as it is important for any decision-making process that the best possible case is presented by all parties, ensuring a fair and just outcome is reached. And Richard Ings, Dwayne, the former ASADA CEO, tweeted in response to that, in these types of matters, delays simply suggest a complexity in the case. This would appear a case where significant onus falls on Mr. Rioli to explain what happened, and I expect time has been required by the defence to prepare their arguments, Dwayne.
Daniel Kerr's in the headlines.
He is. Not for the first time, unfortunately. This time for allegedly setting fire to a home over there in Perth on Wednesday afternoon. It was in the suburb of Cardinia where his father, Roger, lives. He's alleged to have set fire, Daniel Kerr, to a house in Exley Close around 4 o'clock yesterday. So fire department emergency services personnel on the scene shortly after. He was refused bail, the Brownlow medalist runner-up, Dwayne, and he's due to appear in the Fremantle Magistrates Court later on today. Of course, he's got a long list of offences, but just last August faced court charges with aggravated stalking and breaching a violence restraining order as well.
Give us some good news, will you, Sam?
There's not a lot out there, is there, at the moment? I suppose the one, if you're a Brisbane Lions supporter, you're pretty happy today. And I like the way they did it too. The Lions choosing a novel way to announce Hugh McCluggage's new three-year deal. The wingman actually penning a letter, Dwayne, to Lions supporters. And he started off by saying, My name's Hugh McCluggage, and I'm here to let you know that I'll be staying on the line for a while to come. And he goes on in this letter to say, we've had a couple of good seasons now, but none of us are satisfied. I like the way they did that, Dwayne.
Yeah, it's nice. Anything on crowds for the NBL Cup and the other codes?
We wait. Still none the wiser there. We thought we'd know by yesterday afternoon. Still nothing definitive there from the government to those sporting bodies. So still we wait. We know that the games are going ahead, and we're just waiting to see how many people can be let in, Dwayne.
Love your work, Sam. You've been fantastic again today. I really appreciate you sticking around and giving us the latest there.
And just one quick one, Dwayne. Essendon's intra-club today. Essendon supporters will be really pleased to know, speaking of good news, Jai Caldwell, very impressive in his first proper hit out in the middle of the ground. Langford as well. Dyson Heppel, very solid off half-back. And a former Eagle, Dwayne, Alec Waterman, had a hand in several goals down there at Tullamarine. I'm told made a real impression.
Ah, nice work. There's a little bit of fodder for Bomber fans. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Sam. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Sam Edmund for a McCafe Coffee Catch-Up. Win free McCafe Coffee for a year on the My Macca's app. Visit mcdonalds.com.au for full details. More footy after the break. Justin Longmuir, Fremantle coach, to join me.